WaterAid Ghana, a non-governmental organization, has asked government and political leaders to keep their promise to provide adequate sanitation facilities and water in the country. The head of policy, WaterAid Ghana, Ibrahim Musa, said this at the launch of this year's WaterAid Global Keep Your Promise on Sanitation and Water campaign in Accra. He said solving the sanitation and water crisis require urgent prioritization and a major increase in resources and better planning for sustainable provision of sanitation and water for all. WaterAid Ghana is therefore calling on all leaders to take decisive action to end the sanitation and water crisis, Rose Boateng has filed his report.
Water and sanitation underpin all aspects of human development, and with the needed investment, it will accelerate progress in health, education and economic productivity. WaterAid Ghana is therefore calling for an end to unfulfilled promises by leaders on providing access to safe sanitation and clean water. Touching on the theme, Keep Your Promises on Sanitation and Water campaign, which coincides with World Toilet Day, the head of WaterAid Ghana, Ibrahim Musa, said government made a lot of commitment to ensure safe drinking water and sanitation for the poorest communities and must keep to their pledge. He said the Ministry of Finance must work closely with the Ghana Education Service to ensure the implementation of these commitments, particularly in areas such as wash in schools, ensure a clear framework for monitoring and develop a robust budget tracking tool. Mr. Musa said in Ghana, almost 20% of the total population practice open defecation. He says statistics show that 10.5 million Ghanaian women and girls lack safe and adequate sanitation, and 2.3 million do not have toilet facilities at all. He said this threatens their health, expose them to shame and violence, and affect their productivity and livelihood.
We want national government to do more to fund sanitation and water on a sustainable basis. Government of Ghana, in one of their commitments, they promised that from 2011 to 2015, government will give $400 million to the water and sanitation sector to end open defecation in Ghana and provide water facilities. That is what we are asking and reminding ministers that this promise is still alive. So in 2013, budget, we expect to see the $400 million in the national budget and accordingly release it to Ministry of Water, Community Water and Sanitation Agency, so that they can provide potable water to people. Ensure that the monstrous sites that we have depicting poor sanitation in Ghana is curtailed. We also expect that community members will change attitudes and behaviors and ensure that they do not pollute water bodies, they do not discriminate.
For his part, the chief of Ashaiman, Ni Anan Ajo, called on government to implement bylaws that will make people change their attitude towards the sanitation problem in the country.
That was Rose Boateng's report.